Zok, we're learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuftes Amabez, and we're starting from the Mishnah Kuftes Amabez. Ain Oichlin Ezoivim V'Shabbos. You're not allowed to eat Ezoivim V'Shabbos, some kind of hyssop, some kind of stalk. Lefisha Ainem Eichel Briyim. Because it's not a normal thing to eat. Anything that's not normal to eat, and you only eat it for refuah, for medicine and purposes, then it's also to eat it on Shabbos, as we said, to the Gzeira Shema, you're going to produce medicine on Shabbos, which is also the rice of Teichen. Avos, so you're not allowed to eat Ezoivim, because that's not normal to eat on Shabbos. Avos, Oichel Es Ye'ezer, B'Shoisa Abruba. We'll see, tomorrow we'll explain what these things are. You're allowed to eat Ye'ezer, some kind of mint, V'Shoisa Abruba, you're allowed to drink Abruba. Kola Oichlin, Oichel Adam Rafua. So Mishnah Man makes a klal. Kola Oichlin, all foods, Oichel Adam Rafua, you're allowed to drink it Rafua, because it's a Oichel. For example, chicken soup, you're allowed to, even though you're only eating chicken soup because you have a cold, it's mutter to eat it on Shabbos. Why? Because it's a Oichel. So Kola Oichlin, Oichel Adam Rafua, V'chol Mashkin, Shoisa, you're allowed to drink all drinks. Chutz made the kolim, the kosher ikrim. You're not allowed to drink made the kolim, the kosher ikrim, because those things, Mene Shehenli, Yeroika. It's muchach, those things are for sickness called Yeroika, maybe type of hepatitis. And it's not a Michael Briam, it's not a Michael that normal people eat, healthy people eat. Avos Shaisahu made the kolim at Samai, but if you are not sick and you're thirsty, you're allowed to drink made the kolim for your thirst. Vesach Shemen Ikrin Shloi Lerefua. And you're allowed to shmir Shemen Ikrin Shloi Lerefua. Now Rashi learns the case is dafka. If you're not a chayla, you could drink made the kolam. But if you are a chayla, then made the kolam, even if you're doing it because you're thirsty, even not kavana for refua, we aser. Because since this type of thing is not is much more clear that it's for refua, we aser. But so shem ikrin shloi refua, you let a shmir on yourself. Shem ikrin even shloi refua. So the gemara baita. We have here a whole of blat and a half gemara of refuas. We had this before, and we spoke at then that all these refuas we're not exactly sure how to do them anymore, and therefore Rekive Eger in Yeridea brings down in Yeridea Shin Lam Avav Sukkot and Aleph brings down from the Maril that it's usher to try these because since we don't know them and it might not work, we might laugh at Chazal, and therefore all these refuas that we're going to learn on this Amid is not something to be tried at home. Amar Rav Yosef, first of all, let's try to explain what are these things in the Mishnah. Amar Rav Yosef, what's the Ezoiv? Ezoiv is a barta bar hamak. It's an Ezoiv. Ezoiv is like a little stalk, a little hyssop, it's called a little piece of grass. It's a bar hamak. And Ezoivin, when it says Ezoivin, it's a barta bar hing. Because the Torah says a lot of time Ezoiv. It says that you use it for the paradumba, you use it for Mitzayra. You have the word Ezoiv sometimes. You have the other word is that means Ezoiv Bar Hamug, which Rashi says is the Ezoiv that grows like similar to rubber to sap, and Ezoivon is a type of Ezoiv that grows on thorns. That's a barhing. Ula Amar Ula says, you know what Ezoiv is? Marva Chira. It's a plant called a marva, a white plant, a white marva. Ula Ikla Lebe Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Aisul Kamei Marva Chivra. They brought in front of him this white marva. Omar, Hainu Ezoiv Diksiva Raisa. That is the Ezoiv in the Torah. So we have already the Ezoiv in the Torah, Tupshatav. Either means Avarta Bar Hamog, or it means the Marva Chivaro. My Papa Omar, the Ezoiv in the Torah, you know, it's called a Shumshuk. It's a Shumshuk. Omar, Rav Yirmi, Radifter, Kavasir, our puppy, Mistavra. It's Mistavra like our puppy, that's the Shumshuk. The Tanai, I learned in the Mishnah in Parah, that Mitzvah's Ezoiv, Shloishakalkam, has to be three stalks, because it says Agudas Ezoiv, has to be like a bundle. A bundle is minimum three. That's be three stalks of a hen shloisha gevelim. In each stalk, there are three like leaves, three branches, three leaves, like three seeds. And the only time you have that something has these three things, shumshaku. It's only a shumshuk, and mishtak rachi. So it must be that the ezav is shumshuk. Lemay achle, what do you eat it for? What's ezav for? The Mishnah says you can't eat ezav because it's not a meichel briyim. It's for refuah. So which ailment do you take it for? So tomorrow lokukiyani, you take it for worms in the stomach. But my achlile, how do you eat it? With what do you eat it? I don't need a plane. What do I eat it? Eat it with sheva tamri yochmasi. Eat it with seven black dates. But my havia, how do you get this ailment of worms in your stomach? The kimcha desari from barley flour, the chav la'avayim, that 40 days old. There's actually a gemara and brachas on daf lamed vav amud aleph that brings down this kukiyani. The gemara declares a shayla if you even make a bracha on kimcha desari. The gemara says make a shakel. The gemara says what's the havim you don't make a bracha? The gemara says cause kosher la kukiyani. This idea is brought down in Hilchos Brachos on daf lamed vav amud aleph in Mesechtas Brachos. Like upon him, we're saying here if someone has an ailment of kukiyani, he eats this shumshuk eats this ezoivin, actually, the ezoivin, which is not a shumshuk, it's a different type of ezoiv, and you eat it together with seven black dates. The Mishnah says further, but avayichlu is yezer. Yezer you're allowed to eat because it is a meichel bria. My yezer, what's yezer? It's a gemara pusnak. It's a type of mint. My achle, what do people eat it for? Which ailment do people eat it for? The arkasa. They eat it for worms in the liver. But my achle, how do they eat it? B'sheva tamrei chivrasa. They eat it with seven white dates. Before it was seven black dates, it's seven white dates. And my hava, how do you get this sickness of teloim in the of worms in the liver? My have, how does this happen? Ma'umtsa umaya libra kana. If you eat raw meat that was a little bit roasted on some coals and with water on an empty stomach, if you eat like the meat that's a little bit rare together with water on an empty stomach, that's no good. It could cause these sicknesses and other things also. Bistro shama libra kana, or fat meat. Just keep away from the fancy restaurants. Or like a cow meat for ax a libra ikona. Ma umguz a libra ikona, or nuts on an empty stomach. Umagira de rubia a libra ikona, or things from fenugreek, like little lulavim from fenugreek, little stalks from fenugreek also on an empty stomach. After you drink water, all these things are not good. So what do? You have to take this mint, you have to take this pusnak, this yaza, and that will help you out. Viloy, you don't have any pusnak in stock. You have none of this mint in stock. Livla tachle chivrosa. You should swallow white cress seeds. Viloy, if that doesn't work either, so leisa v'tainisa. First, you know, sit v'tainis, you know, don't eat for a while. Then v'leite v'shashamna, bring a good fat piece of steak from prime grill, v'lishti agumri, and put it onto coals, velemitz garma, and you should suck out the fat with your mouth, veligme chala, and then drink a little. You don't eat the meat, you just like suck out the fat, ligme chala, then you drink some vinegar. Vigdarma chala, you shouldn't drink vinegar, so the kosher kav is not good for the covid, so not good for the liver. So like upon him, you should take a tainis and then just suck out the fat of meat, and that will help somehow. And then the chalik is if you add vinegar to that potion. Viloi, if that doesn't work either, laisi gurda sinta, you bring a bark from a wild bush. The girdim leitazoi, the bark was peeled off from top to bottom. But viloi mitzelaloi, don't peel the bark off from the bottom up, because that will like be a simon and the worms should come up through your mouth. Dumanafka idipumi, maybe the worms will come out through your mouth. Velishkla, what do you do with this bark? Velishkla v'shichra bar shifri, and you burn it in the beer, but v'shas ben hashmashas, that's when you do this. Rashi is a different shot, maybe in someone else's house, not in your own house. You burn it in together with the beer. V'lamacha, nisach rinu l'kavan day, tomorrow when you drink it, hold your nose closed, you shouldn't smell it, listi and drink it. V'chi mafni, when you go to the bathroom, mafni apshicha l'dikla, make sure to go to the bathroom in a place where leaves will cut off a palm tree. So this will take care of the sickness of telom in the liver. But that's what it says. We don't want it to come through the mouth. So we want it to come out the other way, the right way. And therefore, you should peel off the bark down, up to down. And that will be a simon for this. You burn it with shichra. Dr. Gemara Vayta, the Mishnah said, Shoysim avurva. The Mishnah said, you let it drink avurva on Shabbos. Avruvraya. What is my avruvraya? It's more than chum teraya. Oh, now you know what it is. No, my chum teraya. What's chum teraya? Chutra yichida. It's a certain tree that grows. It's only a trunk. That's it. No branches. Lamai avle. What do you use this for? And then you have to. It's not clear how you produce this into a drink. It must be. You have to crush it up very good, very fine. Turns into a drink. It's not clear. They already speak about it. They're not sure how to make this into a drink. It says shoysim. You drink it. How do you drink a trunk? So you have to produce it somehow into a drink. L'may avle, what is it for? Which ailment is it for? L'geluya. The halach is, in the times of the Chazal, anything that was left open for more than like 10 seconds, any drink, whatever, it has to be a certain type of drink, not any drink, let's say water was left open, or wine was left open for more than 10 seconds, the halach is that you weren't allowed to drink it. What's the reason? Because maybe a snake came and put inside it some poison. So here, he got this poison, and now he's stuck. He has poison in him. What should he do? What's the etza? So what the etza is, you drink this abrubraya. Bilah, you don't have abrubraya. Leisi chamisha klili, bring five roses. V'chamsha kusasa shukra, and 5 cups of beer, v'nishklen v'hayla, you burn it together, ad the kaima nafka, until it got so burnt up, it got so evaporated, until it's like revias halog, it's 5 big cups of beer, it lands up in revias halog, v'nish didn't drink it. Zokta gemara, ime derav achtave ba'ami, avlehu gavra, the mother of achtave ba'ami did it for a certain person who drank mayim megulim, and she made the recipe a little different. It was chad klila, it was one rose, the chad kosher shechar, one cup of shechar, shal kosher, cooked it together, vashkizte, and she gave it to him to drink. The shogra threw it in, she warmed up the oven, the grafte, and cleaned out the chalm so it won't be so hot. Vashvina levinta vagava, she put a stone inside it, and he put the guy in inside the oven. And he put the guy inside, he sat on it, sat on the stone, and he got burnt because he was sitting on a stone. Unofak kahutza karna, and the poison came out of him like a green lulav. Like a green branch came right out of him. Rabbi Avya Emre, another refuah for someone who drank Mayim Megulim. Rabbi Asa Dachavam Izacharavta, drink a quarter of a lug of goat's milk, but not stam goat's milk, it has to be a white goat. Rabbi Huna Bayhuda Emre, light the Agrata Chalisa, take a sweet esrig with a chayke and chisel out the hole in it, and it's going to be like your cup over here. Balamu Dufsha, fill it up with oil, not oil, fill it up with honey. Fill up with honey, and you put it on top of a grill, on top of coals, and then you eat it. Rav Chanina Amar, Chanina says a new thing. We give you like the different things that Meira Glayim are good for. Rav Chanina, Meira Glayim, Bnei Arbam Yoy, Meira Glayim that's 40 days old, then let me tell you like this. This 40-day-old Meira Glayim, Barzina, if it's a small little kois of it, is Zibura, it's good for a wasp bite. Revi'ah, a quarter of a lug is good like rabba for a scorpion. Palgariva, half a lug, is good like galuya that we had before. The mayim galuim, here we've not ate of mayim galuim, megulim, is to drink meira glayim, but it's a half a lug, it's a lot. Revia, filuk shafmal, if you drink a tire lug, I guess it's called riva, quarter, because it's a quarter of a calf, drink a tire lug, then it's even good for kshafim. It's even good for kshafim, even good for kishaf. Omrav Yechon, a nigroin, that's soup made of beet soup, va'avanger, or soup made out of a grass called avanger. Not sure exactly what it is. V'sarayika, which is the type of balsam. These things, ma'ale bein legluy bein kshafim. They're good for this soup is good for giluy and it's good for kshafim. So the Gemara Vayter. Nothing more to go now. What happens to people who snakes run after them or they swallow a snake? Let's see. Hayman de bala chiva. Someone swallowed a snake. What should he do? Luchle kashusa b'milcha. He should eat hops that are dipped. Someone should. It sounds like someone else should give it to him. Someone should force down his throat hops with salt. L'rit etlas amili and make him run 3 mil, and that will make this nachash come out. The Rambam brings a story about this. Rav Shimon va'Ashi chazal who gave the balachivi. He saw a guy. He swallowed a snake. Idem le'kaprasha. He may believe he was a guy, or some strong man. And he went after him, and he said, "Oichle kashusha milcha." He made him said, "Eat." He forced him to eat this kishus and salt. And the guy was scared of him. You may believe he's like a soldier. But arate kamis lost mila, and he ran after him 3 mil. But nafak mene gubi gubi, and the nachash came out of him. Mamish pieces of the nachash came out of him. Ikadamri, another version of the same story. Rav Shimon bar Ashi, balachivi. He himself is the one who swallowed a snake. Also, Idle Kaprasha, Yo came and made believe he's a soldier. And Oichle Kashusha Bamilcha, and he forced him to eat this hops and salt. Varati Kami Tosmil made him run 3 mil. Vinoth Minigubi Gubi, and the snake came out of him, mamish pieces and pieces and pieces. Zokta Gemara, who mind the Tarke Chivya? A person got a snake bite. What should he do? Leite Ubra de Chamra Chivrasa, he should take a Uber, a fetus of a white donkey, Vilikraya. And he should cut it open, and put it on himself. And that will help him get healed from the snake. Put it on the snake bite. It's only if the mother is not a trefa. If the mother is a trefa, it will not work. And the Gemara gives a maisa about that. It's on top of Kuf Yudam Nal. Ahu Bar Kasha. There was a Bar Kasha. So I think we're calling a Bar Kasha means he was a guy you had to listen to. Rashi says, "Mamuna lemelech v'yisrael havi." He was a assistant to the king, and he was a strong person. We got a snake bite. And the whole point of this, there were 13 white chamoyim that were pregnant. And you have to get the fetus out and cut it open and put it on the wound. Karin lekula, they cut it all open. So that's why I had to say bar kosher. You have to steal everyone's donkey, or pregnant donkey, took it. You cut it open to take out the uber. Vishtachu treifa. I'm not sure if it means when you cut open the uber, you cut open the mother. Chayim means you cut up the mother, take out the uber, you take out the fetus, and Maisa, they have all of them, Shtakel Trefa, they're all Trefa, so it wasn't working. So this guy's snake bite wasn't going away. Havachodah, who gives the Pumpadisa? There was one left on the other side of Pumpadisa that wasn't, they didn't cut it open yet. So they sent the guys to get it. The time it got back, it was too late. On the way back, a lion ate up the donkey. So he had no donkeys left. So the kid said, this guy died from a snake bite. So what's pshat? They couldn't get a hill? Only a baya. You know what? Maybe that nachash was a nachash that came from Chazal. But that's like Jesus said, that has no heel. You can't heal that. The chesiv says in the pasuk, a pirate's get is someone who breaks a fence that the chama made, yishachen a nachash should bite him. And therefore you had no refuah. And they told him, Amalei, yeah, in Rebbe, 100% right, that was really the story. When Rav was niftif, so that year, Al Tzavelis, they were goyzer, gozer of Yitzchak bar Bista, the lekelim taya asav, a gidmil ve'elulu v'tavlo. They should not bring, they used to have a minig, to chasim, they used to bring these hadasim, these myrtles, together with these beautiful palm branches, and they used to bring it together with whole drums and bells, they used to bring it a whole possession. And they said, this year we're not doing this, because of a cover of Rav. Avelus of Rav. Also, and this guy went ahead. And Taya also gave him a little tablet. He made a big chasm of all these things. He didn't listen, and because of that, the halacha is pirates get a shechel nachash. Tarki chavye, snake bit him, umeis, he died. You could not find a refu, even though he's the richest guy in town. He had access to every single chamor in the whole Pumbadisa. It didn't help him a thing, because when the Chazal say a pirates get a shechel nachash, it means seriously, and therefore he had a snake bite and he died.